I didn't think this day would come. I'm not going to stand here as I have always wanted to write a book, and here it is. I didn't think I would ever write a book, because I'm not a very clever person, and you all know that about me. I'm not very clever. I'm very practical. And I'm going to be honest with you, I found this really hard. And I do think I will do one more, because I want to write a book about conversations in real life, you know, with your partner and with the neighbour and with the teacher of your kids and all that stuff. But that's going to be it, because this was a nightmare. It was really horrible. And I was trying to work out why. And I think it's because it's the written word. And I look around and there are many writers in this room standing next to each other. They gravitate towards each other. And I am not a writer. I'm not a writer. I work with enough writers to know that I'm not a writer. The written word for me is like this. It's their aid memoirs. They are prompts to speak. They're not a thing in themselves for me. And I'm reminded of when I was a kid, my mum used to let me stay up and watch Parkinson on Saturday nights. My mum gets a couple of mentions in the book. Of course she does. And she's not here tonight. There was a guy on Parkinson who spoke brilliantly about the fact that language, written language, is a code. Written language, words, are a code for what we speak, that for a long, long time, there was just speaking and listening. And then somebody at some point must have thought, I've got to write this down. And they went, what do you mean write this down? It doesn't even exist, it's a word. I know, but I've just got a hunch. And it is, and so I struggle with the code of spoken and heard language. So I am really proud of this. Not because I think it's any good, because it's finished. Honestly, there's a last page and everything. And I had a little thought, an idle thought this week, which was just imagine that between us all speaking and listening to each other, and then written language emerging, just suppose someone had invented the internet between those two times. And I wonder if we would have ever bothered with the written word. We would have just been YouTubing each other and, you know, texts, no emails, no written proposals, no written plays, Tim, sorry, what would we have done? You would have had to sat down and tell everybody what the play was and they would have had to learn it from you. Pretty much what happens. It's not what happens at all. It's an unnatural act for me to trust the written word. So I struggled with it, and like every good maverick, I fought it, you know, where's Zoe? And Sam, there they are, who started all this off. I said to Zoe, I want to make this really different. I'd like to, because spoken language is so rich, and the written word is so black and white. I want like different colours, different sizes, different spacing, loads of different fonts. And then I kind of went, I know. This isn't a book. This is an iPad book. And Zoe listened very beautifully. It kind of didn't say very much, and just said sort of. Didn't quite pat me on the head, but went, Carl, just write the book and then we'll talk about everything else. Zoe, I've written the book.